This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So pipe bombs have been sent to the Clintons' New York home, Obama's D.C. home, even CNN headquarters. You actually see staff while you're watching CNN. I wasn't watching CNN this morning, but you could see Poppy Harlow and Jim Scudo were live, and then a fire alarm goes off. And you see them try to continue the broadcast, but staffers had to, like, leave, and you see them. They actually cut their segment short, saying they'd be right back, and I think they went to commercial. But I guess suspicious packages were intercepted at the Clintons' home in Chippewa and Obama's home in D.C. Authorities believe it was sent by the same person, but it has not been named. So the Time Warner building that houses CNN, they had to be evacuated at 11:30 a.m. this morning. So we got some real stupid out there. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. All right. Sending pipe bombs. I mean, you really, really think you're going to be able to assassinate, all right, former presidents? No. Whoever this person is a real idiot. Apparently, investigators think the device is similar to a small bomb found at billionaire George Soros' home in New York. You know, in the olden days, you didn't know where anybody lived. I mean, you would have to take a tour, one of those Beverly Hills bus tours, and it would only show you where other people lived. You know, no, this was the home of Marilyn Monroe, or this was the home of, and you're like, oh, wow, that's exciting. Everybody takes pictures. You know, I have no idea where anybody lives. I remember wanting to find out where MacGyver, Richard Dean Anderson, lived. And I believe he lived in Redondo Beach. And I remember driving to Redondo Beach to hang out with friends. And I'm like, I want to just see MacGyver's home. Just because I want to see MacGyver. I really had the biggest crush on MacGyver. I thought he was so hot. But you couldn't find it. And if you could, it was all walled off. Now, people are able to get these explosive devices in the mail addressed to them. These were in the mail. Police bomb squad had to be sent to CNN offices in New York City. This suspicious package at CNN contained a functional explosive device. Law enforcement officials told the New York Times that all three devices, the one sent to Clinton's, the Obamas, and CNN, were similar to the bomb found at George Soros' house. So obviously they're investigating if it's the same person, you think. Now, obviously, Obama and Clinton did not receive the packages personally. Somebody else opened it for them. But nothing, you know, exploded or whatever. And I guess the interception of these packages is something that's a very, very commonly well-orchestrated process. So, you know, if, you know, somebody wants to send a letter to whomever, okay, or a package, and they want to hide anthrax in it or whatever BS, it's going to be intercepted by somebody. You know, my mail used to not be opened up, and I'm just me. I'm just Dr. Dahlia. So you can imagine these people, they probably have a whole mail room department. But I'm looking at their houses, and I don't know where that mail warehouse would be, because I'm sure they get a lot of mail. And I guess one thing to blame for this is, you know, the whole Google Internet era where you could email their address. I don't know their address. I don't care. But my guess is you could email it if somebody was able to send this. So earlier, a law enforcement source told Reuters that CNN that they believed a pipe bomb had also been sent to the White House. No, it sounds like nothing was sent to the White House. So this was obviously somebody who doesn't like the liberals. And I, like I've said before, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. This is stupid. I mean, when you actually put yourself, okay, into the mindset of wanting to kill somebody over something as stupid as politics, you're letting them win. And who's them? Well, whoever's in charge of orchestrating this whole hype behind politics. You know, you see people fight, you see people get thrown in jail, you see people, you know, lose their morality, they'll cheat on a ballot if they could, they'll fight with coworkers, fight with family, and I'm looking at these people going, you're really going to do that over a man named Donald Trump or a woman named Hillary Clinton? Why let them get your goat? Why screw your life up just because they're a politician and they're doing their job? We may not like their job. We may not be able to stand Nancy Pelosi. But she does her job. Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer could be driving us all crazy. But he's very good at appealing to his base and doing what he is supposed to do, according to his voters, obstruct what the Republicans want. Same thing with Mitch McConnell. I mean, they're doing their job. President Trump's job is to, one, make the country stronger, two, protect the country, and three, appeal to whoever voted him in so he could continue to get the votes and, you know, I guess make laws and pass, get things passed. So he's doing his job. You might not like him. You might not like the job he's doing, but he's doing his job. So honestly, I think already Ivanka and Vice President Pence, Ivanka Trump, have already condemned these actions against Obama and the Clintons. And I mean, guys, realize George Bush and Bill Clinton are buddies. Republicans and Democrats hang out. After they get off camera, they sit there and hang out with each other and, you know, have drinks and, you know, you guys all saw A Few Good Men where Kevin Bacon and Tom Cruise were sitting there kicking back and either playing basketball or going to lunch or whatever. Yeah, maybe they fought a little bit, but it doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on. These guys are buddies. So you guys should have taken on yourself to ruin your life or others over some stupid fake performance and choreography. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world. and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I need to really, really apologize. I feel really, really bad. I have been making fun of Thanksgiving dishes for a while. As you guys know, Thanksgiving is not my favorite meal. I think the reason why is my mom never was able to cook a turkey. And when we were little, we would go to, I believe, the Howard Johnson's. And white meat turkey to me is almost as bad as eating fish. I do not like white meat turkey. Dark meat turkey, which I never had until I was in my 20s. Then I was like, oh, this tastes yummy. But dark meat turkey I like. And I've started to like Thanksgiving now, as long as I get dark meat turkey. But I have for years gawked at made vomiting sounds and retching sounds when somebody would suggest a green bean casserole. I'm like, first of all, I don't like casseroles. Second, I hate green beans. And you're going to now mix the two together, you sadistic... Okay, anyway, so whoever is serving me a green bean casserole usually gets ripped a new one. I don't care where I'm eating Thanksgiving and who invited me over. There is no way I'm going to touch a green bean casserole. And I've been very, very open about my distaste for green bean casserole and why the hell that became a Thanksgiving dish. Well, now I got to eat my words. Apparently, there's a woman who created it, and she just died. And I feel really, really bad now. Dorcas Riley. She was a former manager of Campbell's Soup Kitchen. And back in 1955, she created the green bean casserole. I didn't realize it was one person that did this. I think I would have been, no, you know what? I probably would have been mean. The problem is she passed away from Alzheimer's last week. She survived by her husband of 59 years, her two children, four grandchildren, a great-grandchild, and I feel bad. I really feel bad now. She worked for Campbell Soup off and on between 1947 and 1988, and she's the one that created the green bean casserole. She has passed away at the age of 92. She's from Jersey. Campbell Soup officials said the New Jersey resident was the driving force behind the popular dish. What's the recipe? Well, it's interesting. I'm looking at the actual recipe from the 50s. Has French style green beans, water, mushroom soup, one can, celery salt, soy sauce, pepper, French fried onion, Worcester sauce, drained green beans, liquid, and then ham. They say cook the green beans in water. You know what I really need to do? I need to probably to get over my guilt, memorize this recipe, make the green bean casserole, and then cook it. Apparently, you bake it at 350 degrees for 20 minutes. Then you top it with the onions, bake it for another 5 minutes, and there's an art to the green bean casserole. They say stir the soup, milk, soy sauce, black pepper, beans, 2/3 cup onions, and a 1.5-quart casserole. Bake at 350 degrees for 25 minutes until the bean mixture is hot and bubbling. Stir the bean mixture. Sprinkle with the remaining onions. Bake for 5 minutes or until the onions are golden brown. So what I'm going to do is, out of respect, she apparently was a graduate of Drexel University with a bachelor's degree in home economics. What I think I'm going to do is, out of respect, I will make a green bean casserole and I will eat it. And I really apologize for all the years of making fun of it. I just hope I remember to not make fun of it later. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. A multi-state outbreak of listeria infections is linked to ready-to-eat deli ham that is produced by Johnston County Hams. It's now being investigated by the CDC. 4 people have been infected with a strain of listeria monocytogenes, which can be very deadly. This is in North Carolina and Virginia. Already 1 death has been reported from Virginia. So the U.S. Department of Agricultural Food Safety Inspection Service said on Wednesday that North Carolina-based Johnston County Hams has recalled 90,000 pounds of ready-to-eat ham products. The problem with listeria is it's got an incubation period of weeks, several weeks. And so you could have had a sandwich or some cold cut, or, you know, you go to restaurants. A lot of times restaurants will, you know, use what you buy in the store. And you won't remember you had a sandwich weeks ago, and then all of a sudden you become sick. fever, body aches, nausea, vomiting. So the CDC is warning customers and retailers. Anybody with a weak immune system, pregnant women, and their newborns, try not to get listeriosis. It's bad. You know, speaking of what restaurants do, I was at a breakfast restaurant with my friend the other day. And the orange juice, I think when you buy orange juice, each glass is $4.50. It's expensive to get a glass of orange juice. Well, I saw one of the waitresses or the food servers walk across the restaurant with a jug of Tropicana orange juice. Now, the average jug of Tropicana orange juice costs about, what, $5-6? And I'm like, that's your freshly squeezed orange juice? The Tropicana orange juice. I could go and get Tropicana myself. You know, I'll go to Costco or Sam's Club, and I'll run into an owner of a restaurant. And I'll see the ingredients they buy, some prepackaged, and I'm like, wait a second. I thought you made those meatballs by scratch. Are you telling me you use frozen meatballs? Restaurant owners have to really be careful, because if they don't do things fresh and we watch them buy at Costco or Sam's Club, that could really ruin it. Now, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Some police dogs now have cameras. You know how there's been this big push to have police officers wear body cams? Well, now the police dogs are wearing body cams. And these cameras can transmit live video. Now, this has been going on, I thought, for a while. I thought dogs will go into a scene, they'll have the camera, and then people can, the cops can then visualize what's going on in there. But apparently, these videos are getting better and better and fancier. And the device is attached to their back, the little puppy dog back. I love puppy dog day! On a vest, so the dog wears a little vest. It's so cute! Little doggy vest. I love dressing up a dog. You know, and you know they're sitting there going, do I really have to do this? I'm like, yeah, you have to do this. So, they have this device on the back of on a vest, and then it transmits a video to a handler watching on a screen. Or on the wrist or around their necks. So the officers can now better assess what they're up against. I'd say these police canine officers, they are real heroes because, I mean, they really can take the first hits. Scary stuff. David Furland, Executive Director of the United States Police Canine Association. There is a state police canine association. It's a training program for police dogs. They say departments generally use the cameras when dogs go out to look for suspects, missing people, or explosives. For the dog, it is for the dog safety and for intelligence gathering. Yeah, so that's my problem. I would attach to the dog so much. Where wasn't there some movie? I don't know if it was Turner and Hooch. I don't know. There was some movie where the cop liked the dog, his canine dog, more than the other police officers. That would be me. I would be like, oh my gosh, the dog. I would run in to save the dog. I would. So apparently the cameras are kind of expensive. These cameras are anywhere from $6,000 to $20,000. But already these dogs are getting used to their vests, are getting used to the cameras, and they say these canine cameras started getting traction over a decade ago. Because they would be using these dogs in the military. Some of the newer cameras are about $20,000. So they're specific canine cameras. So you can't just stick your iPhone on their vest. So anyway, for any of you out there that's a canine doggy, your little doggy, make sure your mommy and daddy rub your tummy because you're such a good boy or a good girl. All right, guys, don't go away. I want to talk about this virus illness that is taking kids' lives. 1-877-DOCTALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Potentially explosive devices intercepted after they're mailed to former President Obama, residences belonging to Hillary Clinton, and also CNN's home in New York, the Time Warner Building, which remains under evacuation because of the mailing there. Multiple agencies investigating, including the Secret Service, FBI, and the NYPD. Steve Gomez is a former special agent for the Bureau.
This is a huge organizational exercise, as I talk about whenever we deal with these major incidents. I mean, you're talking about four different locations here. So they are going to be interviewing everybody that had any connectivity to the movement of those packages.
Those who've been evacuated from the Time Warner Center in Manhattan are now being moved even further away from the building as authorities are apparently preparing to transport the suspicious device received there. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Alright guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, the 1-877-DOCDALI. All of a sudden we are being told that a seventh child has died from an adenovirus at the Wanaki Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Haskell, Passaic County in New Jersey. 11 others remain ill. This is not related to that acute flaccid myelitis polio-like illness that's affecting some kids throughout the country. That's not this. This is like a whole new story. This is something else that just came out in the news. The State Department of Health on Tuesday confirmed 18 cases of adenovirus at the Wanaki Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation. And adenoviruses are usually mild, viruses causing mild type of illness. The problem is these children in this rehab center are very fragile. They also have severely compromised immune systems. They say the strain has been particularly associated with disease in communal living facilities. And they say the combination of a worse strain of adenovirus together with a fragile population has led to a more severe outbreak. Now, we don't know how the other 11 kids are doing, but the facility right now has been instructed not to admit any new patients. Now, adenovirus is a virus, you know, we've talked about this on the show, really common in common cold type stuff. So when your kids go to school and they start to sniffle and they start to cough, and it could be coronavirus, or there's a whole bunch of different viruses, but adenovirus is one of the more common ones. And these kids get sick, they give it to each other, and then it self-limits and it goes away. You don't really hear of adenovirus causing death. However, if you are immunocompromised, just like with the flu or with anything else, you could be more susceptible to not being able to breathe or getting a secondary infection. Now, the health department team is at the facility right now. An inspection team was also there on Sunday, and they found minor hand-washing deficiencies. So nothing major. Minor hand-washing deficiencies may be somebody just not doing it long enough. And they say the department is continuing to work closely. But you're seeing kids die from this. That's what's so freaky. Governor Phil Murphy said, "I am heartbroken by the news that several children have lost their lives in an adenovirus outbreak. I have been briefed by Dr. Ellenall, who has assured me that the Department of Health has recommended vital measures to enhance protections against the further spread of infection." Now, we're not being told what are the types of conditions these kids have in these facilities. So we don't know if it's, you know, they're undergoing cancer treatment for leukemia or HIV, or that's not being made clear. But we do know they're immunocompromised. And I believe in the past 10 years, they say cases of severe illness and death from the type of infection found at the facility are rare. There was a paper cited back in 1998 where there was an outbreak of type 7 adenovirus. That happened at a pediatric chronic care facility in Chicago, and it claimed the lives of 8 of the kids. 2001, there was a paper where they said that it was underreported, that many times these things could be taking people's lives and it just doesn't get reported. So we have no idea what the full impact is. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we're watching this acute flaccid myelitis outbreak. From what I understand, they've been now clocking close to 300 cases since its discovery back in 2014. And the multiple states are involved, but these are very sporadic cases. Now, the CDC has confirmed 155 cases in all, or 155 that they're investigating, 62 officially confirmed. So that number still isn't rising in terms of the CDC saying, yep, this is what we have. But again, to recap what's going on there, there's a virus that's acting like polio. And they believe, well, I don't want to say it's definitely caused by a virus, but there's an illness that is looking like polio, where a kid starts getting sick, and then all of a sudden they lose their limbs, and they are unable to walk. Some of them are getting better on their own. Others may be quadriplegic for life. There's one mom who is warning everybody about how her kid is a quadriplegic because of this that happened to her kid a couple years ago. And the condition is called acute flaccid myelitis, and they think it's caused by a virus very similar to polio, but they can't identify it or confirm it. And acute flaccid myelitis is where the inflammation affects the nervous system, especially the spinal cord called gray matter. It affects fewer than 1 in 1 million people each year, so this is really rare. But now we have more patients being investigated for it. The average age is 4 years old. 90% of the cases are in kids under 18. Parents are freaked out. But here's the thing, and this is what I've said before. It isn't that there's a new virus that's out there that's all of a sudden causing, you know, a contagious virus, causing these kids to have this. What it is this is what makes this scary is this is a virus that's out there, that's been out there for a while. But it's a type of strain where if you have the wrong genetic makeup or the wrong environment or whatever, you're going to come down with this acute flaccid myelitis. So if a kid gets this in a classroom, you're not going to see the whole classroom come down with this. But as a parent, I would freak out that virus was there. It's like a shooter coming into a school or whatever and picking certain people. Why were you the unlucky one that got shot? You don't want anybody getting shot, but why were you the unlucky one? That's what I think is happening with this. It's not acting like the virus and these kids playing and sharing Capri Suns and sitting next to each other in the lunchroom. We're not seeing clusters like that. These are across 22 different states. We're not seeing brothers and sisters come down with it. So you could be exposed to the Epstein-Barr virus. Some of you may get mono. Some of you may get tired. And some of you, nothing may happen. Just like strep. You could be exposed to strep pneumonia bacteria. Some of you, nothing may happen. Some of you may get pneumonia. If you are immunocompromised, yep, that could probably put you more at risk. But this isn't affecting everybody the same way. Unfortunately, we're seeing a lot more of these cases, which makes an epidemiologist wonder, what the hell is different now? And is it a virus? They still haven't confirmed that. They don't know if it's a mosquito. They don't know if it's an environmental toxin. They don't know what the hell this is. We're thinking it's an enterovirus. That seems the most likely. And then certain people have a susceptibility, then become weak, and then become paralyzed. But we don't want parents to freak out because this is very, very rare. But something's happening where young kids, just like we saw in the olden days with polio, young kids have little sneezes, sniffles. We all just went through that in my neck of the woods. There's a really bad cold going on. But then we had one person in our state come down with this. So as a parent, if your kid has a sniffles or whatever, no need to worry. Sniffles are common. The average kid is going to get the sniffles. But let your doctor know. Ask your doctor if he's heard of any new cases of this AFM. And, you know, what should you do and what should you look for? And I'm telling you right now, any sign of weakness or any sign of them acting different, you have got to get them into an ER or a hospital immediately. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Crispy Colonel Sandwich in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know a lot of you guys out there are Bronco fans, and I was really impressed with them the last game or two. Unfortunately, you guys lost your backup quarterback. Why? Because Chad Kelly was arrested. He was arrested early yesterday on suspicion of criminal trespass after a couple reported he came into their suburban house uninvited, sat down on their couch, and mumbled incoherently. 24-year-old Chad Kelly posted $2,500 bond, was released later Tuesday. He appeared briefly in court Wednesday, and a court date has been set for November 8th. He has not yet been formally charged. However, he's already been released by the Broncos. According to the court records, a man and woman told police that a stranger came into their Inglewood, Colorado home after 1. Truder sat down on the couch next to the woman. Now, the woman was holding the couple's young child, and the guy was just sitting there mumbling incoherently. So the man yelled at the intruder to get out and hit him with the back of a vacuum tube. Police surveillance video showed a man wearing dark pants, a white long-sleeve shirt with a brown vest and a red scarf around his neck, entering the front door. Now, they think maybe he had been at a team Halloween party hosted by Von Miller. And then maybe he drank too much or did something. And he didn't force his way inside the house. So when police searched for him, they found him sitting in a black SUV parked around a block away. We're hearing these very weird cases of people just being... I mean, you got people out there that are violent. And then you have some people where you're like, what are you on? Now, from what we're being told by ESPN, he did not have any tests done to determine if he had drugs or alcohol in his system when he was arrested. And they say blood alcohol level was at zero. So, something's off. And he's too young to have, you know, CTE. Well, unfortunately for him, the Broncos have already parted ways with him. He was the final pick of the 2017 NFL draft, served as Case Keenum's backup. Entered the game 2 weeks ago. I think he only did a quick kneel down before halftime. I don't think he has had a pass in the regular season at all yet. But he did have character concerns, they said, when he entered the NFL because he was dismissed from Clemson's football program due to, quote, conduct detrimental to the team. You know, I look at sports. I love watching sports. And I love looking at how people have to be in sports to be successful. And, you know, we give Aaron Rodgers a hard time on this show because, you know, we like to, because we're not Packer fans on this show. And I, even though sometimes I'm rooting for the Packers, sometimes I put money on the Packers. Am I a huge Packers fan? No. I like some people on the team, but I when they play Dallas, I want them to lose and lose bad. But the thing is when we think people are jerks or, you know, certain other words, sometimes in order to succeed, especially in sports, you kind of have to be that way. You know, I'm trying to teach my kids to be ethical, to be fair, to do the right thing, you know, hold open the door for somebody. You know, no need to scratch and claw to the top. There's plenty of things out there for everybody. And sometimes I feel like I'm doing them a disservice. I mean, I know as a parent, I'm supposed to teach them right, you know, and teach them by the book. But I notice the ones that, you know, feed the family, like, you know, you're watching these movies, right? Like 2012 or San Andreas or whatever. You watch these movies where everybody's dying, but the dad figures out how to save his family. And how does he save his family? Well, he's got to steal a plane. Or he's got to push the family through. Or he's got to fight and claw. And they, you know, they don't really show them push out other people or whatever. I mean, you want to be, you know, humanitarian. But it takes somebody to survive a selfish Me Too attitude. And, you know, we hear in sports or we see in companies that there's some real, real jerks at the top or making the team. Real jerks. And that word is a very, very nice word. But I guess sometimes the way to get there, you have to be one. Now, I don't like that. I don't want to be a jerk. I don't want to make enemies moving farther. The problem is nice guy does finish last. Nice guy does. You're not going to be president of the United States. I'd love to run for office and run the coolest campaign, right? Where nobody gets mad at me. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, why don't we use all those ideas? No. No one's going to vote for me. Or they're still going to rip me to pieces. So, nice guy finishes last. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some good news in the opioid crisis. We're being told by Alex Azar, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, that the overdose deaths are slowly starting to level off. They're not going down, but they're starting to plateau. They say in 2017, we saw an uptick in overdose deaths of 72,000 from 64,000 back in 2016. But according to the new provisional data from the CDC, the numbers stopped rising towards the end of 2017. So if they stopped rising, we may start to go back down, we're hoping. Now, when we started to implement changes last year, we think we pushed people with the panic to more narcotics. Once you tell somebody that something may not be around or available for them later, they panic. So they'll start to hoard, or they'll run to the doctor. I did. I ran to my doctor and said, look, just in case, for my headaches or whatever, can I have a small prescription? Just in case. I would have never done that if it wasn't for all the media attention with the opioid crisis and all the changes they're doing right now, preventing doctors from, you know, having more autonomy when it comes to writing these prescriptions. So I ran and got a prescription that I could put in the safe. Small, not strong. Tramadol. Tramadol is an opiate agonist. It's not a narcotic. It's an opiate agonist. And it's because just in case, you know, and every now and then something hurts, I have something. So prescriptions might have actually gone up, or more people wanting them because they were like, you know what, I better have something on standby. And then those that were starting to be turned down, we saw more of a push into those going for the more, you know, off-market sort of products. So he said that the death toll flattening out is hardly a victory, especially since we're still looking at tens of thousands of people. They say 115 Americans die every day from an opioid overdose. So how do we then solve this? How do we get that number down to zero? Well, you can't take narcotics out of the healthcare system because people have pain and they want to use these medications for pain. That's not going to work. You could tell providers to limit what they write, but if somebody has pain or somebody has an addiction, Dr. Dahlia Wax writing you only 5 pills instead of 20 pills, I don't think is really going to solve your... You're going to go somewhere else. You're going to take my 5 pills, you're going to panic, try to find somebody else's 5 pills. Or you're going to try to go buy it wherever you can buy it. So what we need to do is we need to offer alternatives to people who have pain, or offer alternatives to people who have addiction issues. And what alternative have we provided people? Marijuana. So did we really solve the problem? No. What happens when marijuana gets restricted? Or it stops working? 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.